You are listening to a UNIE.TV production.
There we go.
Hey.
Hey.
Hold on here. Let's stop traffic real quick right here. Let's stop the traffic. Do we got the one and only. I mean the king himself on the phone.
Ring the alarm.
That's the title I'm using now.
Yeah, hold on. I gotta let me get the boys going. Hold on, let me get the boys going. Hold on, we get the call. Hold on. I this is Kane now. Just hold on. I got to get some horns and shit, too. Hold on a second. This is Kane. Hold on. Y'all relax. Relax. Hold on.
Yeah, boy.
Yo, Kane, what's up, fam?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had to set it up right, man. This is iconic right here, my brother. This is iconic, man. Kane. I know you being humble, man, but I just really want you to be clear, man, that you know your talent, your presence in this industry has definitely changed millions of people and have produced many offsprings that many don't even know that took that essence that you created, regardless of how it came about from you, but what you created and made it your own, people took from that and made it with it, you know, what they are today.
Yeah.
So that right there alone is like, you know, iconic to us. And we just know how skillful, how the master wordsmith you are. We know, like, you got the big bands around your head with the light on, hitting the ching 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 roar ching 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 roar ching 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 ain't no half stepping ching ching. We know what the wordsmiths could produce, man. But yeah, man, it's supreme love here, brother. We appreciate you for blessing our show, man. Clear FM, because we like to be clear that we like to bring the iconic, you know. Kane, I want to bite off Nori. You know, we bring the legends. I'm gonna let Nori keep his line. You know what I mean? You know,
that's what's up, man.
Yeah, man. Now Kane, so like I said, this is Stevie, man. We appreciate you joining us, man. We know you had technicals the last time, but you came back. You came through like a trooper, man. You loyal, man, like you say. You know how we do, man. We family, man. So, you know, we always come
Absolutely.
Through for each other. You already know. Now, Kane, man, just for all the listeners out there, could you let them know, like, where you from and where did you start? What put the bug in you to even start rapping?
Well, I'm from Brooklyn. And honestly, I started rapping just because my older cousin was doing it, you know. I want to say this is like 82, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, you know, like my older cousin was doing it. You know, I was already, you know, like deep into hip hop. Like, you know, I had some Grandmaster Flash tapes. Breakout, Cold Crush, and you know, by then, you know, records was out as well, you know.
Right.
So, but me, like personally, I just like in 82, I started like, you know, doing it just because my cousin was doing it, but it became something I started to take serious, you know.
Wow. It came, but when you first spit that first deadly, lethal, poisonous flow that hit of an innocent bystander. When did that happen? That you knew that, yo, I got the dope to kill the people. When did that happen?
Well, like when I, like I was saying, like with my cousin, it was like when I told him I wanted to rap as well, you know, he told me that I was too young. And he was rhyming with these other two cats from around the way. And I started writing rhymes, but what I did was I started off writing battle rhymes because I figured that if I could beat the two dudes he rhymed with, he put me down with him.
I know that's
so wow. I started off writing battle rhymes. You
know? I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. And once I had, I don't know, I mean, I might have had like probably only about 10 pages or something like that, and I went at them. And after I beat them, I asked him, you know, like, yo, can I be down? And he was like, man, I ain't really messing with that rap stuff no more, man. I'm playing football. Yeah. But I mean, it was like the younger dudes my age was like, you know, like, yo, you dope, man. Yo, you need to stick with it, man. So, I started really taking it serious. And then, one day I was writing a rhyme, and a friend of mine, this dude named Swan, not the Swan to sing on Biz stuff, just the dude I went to Park West with.
Hold on. You went to Park West next to Printing?
For 1 year, I went to Park, across the street from Printing. Yeah, I went there just one year.
I went to 1 year to Printing for 1 year. I'm just letting you know, I went to Printing on 49th for 1 year. Just getting your heads up on that.
Oh, go. Yeah, this was winter of 82, summer of 83.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, my man Swan, he was like, yo, you ever listen to Cold Crush? And I was like, yeah, I got the taste. He was like, nah, like, have you ever listened to them rhyme individually? And I was like, nah, I don't think so. And he was like, yo, listen, you need to listen to this dude, Kaz. And he played one of Kaz's joints for me, and like, I like threw my whole rap book away and started like everything all over.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm whack.
Wow. Like,
Kaz, yeah. Dude,
wow.
Kaz was
Well, you know what, Kane, like, you are phenomenal. I didn't see you, like, I've been knowing you for years, but every time I see you get on stage, I gotta be in the front. See, I got access to go to the back, you know, and be backstage. I hate it. Mm-hmm. I have to be in the front because I have to see you perform. It's like the best performance, like as if I just seen you. So you always get my chills and me shaking. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in the front. What's up, gang? I don't be trying to, I'm like a fan. Like, I love to watch performance. You know, I just hate when, so I talked about this before, I hate when somebody just get on stage and they just stand there. But you, like, you the feeling that you give all of the people in the audience, as well as myself, and, you know, we all sing and we dance, and it's like being at a Prince concert. That's what I love, you know. Yeah. I love the entertainment. Wow. I love dancing and everything. And I know I'm going to have some fun. You don't have to worry about nobody pushing you. And if they do it, we laughing at each other. So it's a great experience when you touch the stage. Now, that's
Thank
just
you.
The stage. That's the stage thing. But let me just tell you something else. If you ain't heard it from nobody else, please listen to what I got to say. You need to continue with the goddamn acting, because oh my God, I was like, that damn Kane can act his ass off, and yeah. I need to have a part in one of the damn movies.
Hey,
okay?
Yeah, Kane, no, for real talk. What happened with that? You just dropped that like a bad bag of dope, man. How did you do that, man?
Well, I mean, you know, I've been trying to get back into it more recently. Last year, I did an episode of Law and Order, and we did a. Independent film for Netflix. And I'm actually headed out to the West Coast, you know, for a while now to read and, you know, check for some other roles out there as well.
I like that Keanu Reeves movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, Kane, you hustling.
Yeah, let me say that, Kane, this Steve.
Oh, yeah. That might have been year before last, I believe. Exposed, the movie Exposed with Keanu. Right. Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it, you know, not, you know, full on, but I definitely intend to.
Absolutely.
Make a bigger impact.
Hey, Kane, it's Stevie. All right, can you let the people know what part did Bismarck play in your career, your rap career?
Every part. I mean, the biggest part. back in like 84, there was a guy that was dating a cousin of mine, and you know, he used to always come around. Yo, my man Bismarcky D, he was a Long Island cat from Central Islip. Uh-huh. My man Bismarcky D did such and such. My man Bismarcky D did this. My man, you know, always talking about Biz. Then one day we was right by the Albee Square Mall in Brooklyn. He was like, yo, I just bumped into my man Bismarcky D. Yo, he said this mad funny rhyme. And then like he was doing the beatbox, doing that record Numbers. I'm like, he in the mall now. So he took me there, and I was like, all right, so look, you know, once I eat this dude up, from now on, you go to your man Bismarcky D and tell him about MC Kane, okay? So, well, he introduced me to him. I asked Biz for a battle, and we battled, and after the battle, you know, Biz was like, yo, you dope. You should get down with me. Like, I ain't doing nothing big, but I be doing a lot of shows for these guys, Mike and Dave, like in the Bronx and Harlem and Long Island. Wow. You know, it's not a lot of money, but it's good exposure. But I promise you, if you get down with me, I'm going to get you a record deal. Well, and he kept his word.
That's amazing. So, you know, I know y'all go way back and everything. Tell us the story about with DJ Cheese, because he's my DJ now. So, how do y'all, like, how does that mix? Because I look at the Juice Crew, and then I hear the stories.
Yeah, I met Cheese through Cool V, Biz DJ. You know, it was already popping with the King Cut joint.
Right.
And, I'm trying to remember. When did that come out? Was that like 85, maybe 85, 86?
Yes.
I can't remember. Yeah, so they was already popping, and, you know, they would show love, you know, Cheese would show love, and, you know, let Biz get on and rock, and, you know, of course, I was with Biz, me, V, and Swan was with Biz by then, and, you know, we get on and do our little routine, you know, but, you know, and it would rock. You know, Biz had a comical way of setting up a stage show where everything would be funny and entertaining to the crowd, you know. And, you know, it would work.
Wow. Now Biz just checked and watched. Biz Markey, yeah, it's Kane talking about you, Biz. Biz just now saw he joined the chat line, just came in. Now, Kane, it's Stevie again. Listen, Jay-Z and Biggie, these are, I look at them as, your students, pretty much, you know, from Brooklyn, because you was the top dog, and these were guys that was coming up under you, and I definitely he had Jay-Z under his wing, you know, as a rapper, you know, because Kane was the one of the dopest rapper in Brooklyn, so he had other upcoming rappers definitely coming. Now I know you had Jay-Z under your wing for a minute, Kane, like him kind of opening shows for you, but how about Biggie? What did Biggie play the part?
Well, hold up, before Kane answer that, Kane, at Madison Square Garden, I seen when you brought Shaheem out.
Yeah, the rugged child,
Shaheem out. You brought Biggie out, and you brought Tupac out. I was there. That was a classic moment in hip hop history right there. Can you remember that, right? At the Garden?
Oh yeah, that was on Budweiser Superfest, I believe, in 1993. Pac was in New York filming Above the Rim, and Biggie had called Mr. C and said he wanted to come and asked, was it okay if he brought Pac with him? And, you know, Pac was, you know, like popping major at that time. So I was like, yeah, I think that's a wonderful idea. Because I knew that, you know, I'd get Pac up on stage and let him spit and I spit, you know. You know, I'm in my battle mind state. You know? So I think that's a wonderful idea. Yeah, bring Tab Big and Pac come. By all means.
How'd you get Shaheem up there?
And, you know, they got there, and we was chopping it up in the dressing room. And, you know, but Shaheem actually was on the whole tour with me. He was on the whole Superfest with me. His label let him come on the whole tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Hey, so hold on. So, Kane, watch this. Look, let's fast forward. Your record come out. Your first record came out. You go on tour. Now, for you, that feeling of going to city and everybody knowing the words of your song and you performing for thousands of people at a time. What was that feeling like to you? Because a lot of people really don't know what that feeling is, or it's hard to explain to people what that feeling is. How would you explain that feeling when you had that moment? You touched like a stage in California, or you touched the stage in Vegas or North Carolina,
West Coast,
and everybody singing. Yeah. How was that feeling to you?
I mean, you know, it was amazing. I mean, you know, you got to keep in mind that I had already done a lot of touring with Biz before I had a record, like when he had, you know, Make the Music and, you know, Beast of Biz, Pickin' Boogers, and Vapors, Vapors wasn't the first single. Well, I think it was the Biz is going off first, I believe. But anyway, I mean, you know, I'd done a lot of touring with Biz already, so I already had, you know, somewhat of an experience, just not my own, you know? I mean, I wasn't like I was here carrying his bags. I was getting on stage rhyming as well, rocking. So, you know, I knew what it was like, and I saw that, you know, like, I guess, you know, the diversity and difference in places where, you know, cats dress different, and some people not a little behind because of, you know, the lack of the music, you know, like, I think MTV Raps and what was it? Rap City was just really starting, you know. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I was aware of all that. But when I came out on my own, by then it was like I had a different understanding. So I was really like structuring something that could really be universal. Because like when I was out with Biz, you know, it was the type of stuff where Biz was teaching me so much about, you know, performing and entertaining the crowd, you know. But then one night I had a show on the Low East Side in the city, and Doug Fresh came, and Doug like he watched the show, and like we bodied it, and then after the show I'm like, you know, yo, what you think? And Doug was like, you know, yeah, you know, you did your thing, but why you stopped doing such and such, and why you didn't keep on, you know, doing, you know, and you know what would have been dope if you were. And like, you know, like Doug, in my mind, Doug. I'm sitting there like, you know, old school dude just hating, man. He and but then Doug was like, yo, what you get me to do something? And I'm like, nah, he's like, yo, won't you come back to the crib? I want to show you something, you know? So we went back to this dude's crib, and he pulled out these videos of Pink Floyd, Michael Jackson, and Earth, Wind, and Fire. And he was just showing me stuff on their videos that, you know, he gravitated to and incorporated into his stage show.
Wow.
Like saying, like, because saying hip hop never seen this.
Right.
It's like, you know, like there's a lot of stuff that hip hop artists learn from the Cold Crush, learn from the Furious Five, you know, learn from Dizzy B. But right here, this is stuff that, you know, a lot of hip hop artists ain't seen because it's not hip hop.
Right, right.
You know, and I was like, you know, amazed, you know what I mean? And I'm like, so when I went home, you know, I basically tried to like adapt that same formula, but from, you know, the artists that I idolize. So I went and bought videos of Marvin Gaye, Barry White, and James Brown, and started incorporating a lot of their elements into my stage show.
Nice. Dope. That was Kane. That was dope, man. So everybody out there that's listening, so you know, it's always about perfecting your craft, expanding pretty much, you know what I mean, your presence. And that was definitely, so that was good with Dougie. That advice was definitely sound, solid advice, because when we see your shows right now, it's like from like an artist like hip hop, it brings more depth into hip hop with the entertainment wise. You know, it's like, you know, a lot of people like yesterday we interviewed Heavy D's brother, right? And he was just telling us about Floyd, how he was telling us how, you know, the vision of Heavy D with the dances, and you know, his whole thing of bringing that real entertainment and hype element, dances and stuff to the, you know, to the hip hop. It's like all these different, you know, steps, it just makes the hip hop so, or just make the culture of the music so powerful, man, and make it so big and broad now. Now, Kane,
here's my view, man. My view is this, you know, if you stand on stage and perform the lyrics to your songs and that's all you do, then basically the audience didn't do nothing but watch the album.
There it is. There it is right there.
They watched the album.
Kane, I swear to God.
Something new, creative into it.
I'm stealing that, Kane. I swear I'm stealing that. I'm like in the from the words of Kane. I swear I'm going to be saying that.
Mm-hmm. They just watching the album, right?
They just watching the album.
Yeah. So, Kane, traveling overseas, like different countries that you performed in, what countries you felt embrace you the best? You know what I mean?
I think I've been embraced the best in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Netherlands and Japan.
Damn. I've been on Japan Avenue. That's the only place I've been.
Japan Avenue.
Hey,
so,
in the Bronx. Yeah, crazy. In the Bronx.
So Kane, is any upcoming overseas tours coming up? Or that's something still in the working? I know you were out there last year, year before last, right?
I know we have some European dates in August. We have some in August. It's not going to be a tour. Because I did 2 European tours back to back within like the past 4 years, and then I believe it was like last year, I think it was, that I went back over and took the whole Juice Crew tour over there. So it was like 2 that I did by myself, and then the following year I went with the Juice Crew. So I said I don't want to, you know, just overkill where they're tired of seeing me. So I just want to take a little time more. So in August, I think we maybe got about 4 dates. That's about it. Nothing big. But I just want to take a little time. I'll give them a chance to miss me a little bit. You know, so don't get tired of seeing me. But we're trying to work on some Australian dates right now.
Dang. Mm. That's what's up.
Because I haven't been in Australia about 2 or 3 years, I think. You know, and the last run that we did out there was great, man. We had a ball. It was amazing.
Yeah. Now out of the Juice Crew, you, to me, like, listen to you, you know, Biz was the he was the funny guy.
Yeah, he was,
you know,
Sammy Davis Jr. and Benny Hill.
But the lyrically, it was you and Kool G Rap. Like, with the dopest lyrics out of that whole staff. You know, Master Ace was good, too. But you, Kool G Rap, definitely set the bar for a lot of rappers, man. You know, and that's how powerful your guys. And man, Craig G, he's one of the best off the top of the head guys out right now, man. You know, it was definitely dope.
Oh, yeah. I mean... Juice, that whole Juice Crew vibe, man, was like, it was amazing. I mean, we had our ups and downs and ins and outs, but at the end of the day, it was amazing. And more importantly, it's like, here we are in new millennium, and we're all acting like, you know, brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. You know, again, you know, we're united and it's nothing but love. That's, we call each other to talk junk and we support one another. And you know, it's beautiful. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, G Rapper send me texts of, you know, funny stuff, and you know, cracking jokes on me, and you know,
yeah, Biz always told me about y'all snapping.
Call me, and like, we like, oh, I call her, and we sit on the phone talking junk to each other, and you know, and Shan cursed me out like probably like once a week.
Yeah, shout out to Shan. I know y'all did Charlotte. Shout out to Shan.
He's in Atlanta.
Somebody on the chat, they're saying, is there anything that you could have changed that you wish you should have done now from back in the days?
I mean, you know, there's several different things I could have changed, but, you know, stuff like that, you know, I don't believe in, you know, because sometimes when you alter things, you know, it might make things even worse.
True.
You know,
true.
I mean, right now I'm living a happy life. I mean, everything is good. Everything is beautiful. So, I mean, changing something might have made things, not, you know, even worse, you know. So,
right.
I mean, Yeah, what I thought I would have done differently is done now. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. I got a question. Like, dancing, have you ever caught a cramp in your leg while you're dancing on the stage? You'd be like, oh, and then you just do something else that people think it's part of the show, but you got a cramp.
that has happened. I remember one time going through the whole show with like a sore foot. I remember when I had my motorcycle accident, performing with a sprained leg and a broken arm, but me, Scuba Scrap, still doing the dances,
Wow.
Big shout out to Scuba Scrap, man. They rock with Kane for so many years. Scoop is doing his thing now. Johnny Famous, man. He's doing his thing. And big shout out to them, man. They definitely came a long way with you. And okay, Kane, what's your new dancer's name, the guy that the tours with you now?
Oh, Tata.
Yeah, Tata. He's dope. That boy's dope. He's dope too, man. Definitely bringing it up, some other more flavor with the show, man. With the breakdance move, the very flexible doing his thing, man.
It's like the stuff that I was doing before. I can't lie, man. It's like it's just a little too hard to do that. Like night after night. Like occasionally, but we got like three shows back to back. It ain't gonna happen. Instead of being James Brown and the Flames, it's my time that we switch this up to Morris Day and Jerome.
Yo, Kane,
Kane. It still look good. It's still entertaining. So I hope everybody enjoy it. Man.
Yo, Kane, I used to be a B-girl, right? So when I saw you do the leg movement over the head and do the split, I was like, shit, I could do that. I went to do that. I was like, I couldn't move for 3 weeks. I was like, I ain't doing that. I think I got to try something else when I get on stage. I was like, I'm playing myself a little something. Well, okay. So you're doing the damn thing.
A lot of times when we were working on, like the dance routines and stuff, we were normally watching like the old Shaw Brothers and Ocean Shore Kung Fu flicks, the joint says to play on the deuce.
Right.
Like we'd be
right.
Watching those. So a lot of moves that we incorporated came from in some of the Kung Fu flicks,
Yeah, man, Kane. I'm 55 now, but I'm God willing, I can still pop lock a little something, man. I can still glide across the stage. I don't know how God still got me doing it, but I can still do my thing on the stage.
You're doing well, baby. You're doing well.
Hey, hold, Kane, watch this. Look, all right. So it's 2019 now. We in a whole different zone of music, from the cassette tapes to the 8-tracks to the CDs and stuff like that. We're in this digital internet whole new void we in right now. Where do you see artists and legendary artists fitting in this new void right now? Like, and what's your advice for them?
I guess my advice for them would be to, really be yourself. Not to follow a trend.
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself. Give your fans the real you.
That's right.
You follow a trend, once that trend is gone, you gone. Because everybody looking for something new and you part of what was yesterday. So you give your fans you. Make them, want to make your photo their home screen page or, want to buy t-shirts with your photo on it, cut their hair like you, wear the same sneakers you wear, things of that nature.
Right.
That's the way to maintain a fan base, a loyal fan base, and you loyal to them, they'll be loyal to you, and then you have that stay power, as opposed to just being, an artist with a 3 to 6 month run because you're doing what's trending. I think you have to really, really give your fans the true you.
Yo, let me tell you something. Kane, do you remember when we was on a little short tour, was with Tito, and you was on stage and you was like, Pebbly, I'm loving them boots. Yo, ever since that day, I made it my business to be the boot queen. What? Yo, I change clothes on stage and do the boots when I'm taking them off slowly. I take them off slowly. So, and they be like, go ahead, girl, with the boots. I was like, that damn Kane. That's that damn Kane.
Kane, I got a question for you, Kane. It's Stevie. Yo, how did it feel back in the 80s, 90s? I'm going to say this because you set the trend as one of the black hot throbs of hip hop, man. The chocolate, you brought the chocolate back, and a lot of people, you got the light skin.
They was mad as hell.
Yeah, you brought the chocolate back, man. How did that feel? Did it put a lot of pressure on you, man, or you just went along with it?
Nah, I mean, of course I went along with it, but I mean, you know, it's all about, you know, really creating that zone, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like you come out as a new artist and you looking around, you know, you got to look around like, you know, okay, what's happening? And, you know, here's this artist that does this. Here's this artist that does that, you know, and okay, what makes me different than them? And that's what, you know, you pretty much, you know, you use, you know, you exploit that, you know, okay, this is what makes me different than them. Or I can do this better than that person. Okay, boom. And I think that's what really separates you, you know, and, you know, really creates greatness, because now you're trying to take it to a whole nother level,
you know.
And I mean, it's like, you know, it was a beautiful time. Then also, you got to keep in mind, it wasn't just me. You know, at the same time, you had Bobby Brown and Aaron Hall, and then Jordan was you know, had just became Jordan.
Yeah,
you know, so there was a lot of, you know, dark Wesley Snipes.
Yeah,
you know, there was a lot of dark skinned dudes winning.
Kyle L, real force
good
of
look at that time.
How you gonna throw me out, Kay? God damn, I thought we was fam. Baby Paul, how you gonna throw me out this shit? All right, okay,
I mean,
okay.
You know how sometimes you like to play both sides. When you rapping, you dark skin. When you singing, you light skin. You know you like to play both sides.
Oh, it's like that, huh, Baby Paul? It's like that, huh?
I'm just playing.
Hey, but Kane, watch this. It's two questions I want to ask you. You know, right? One is this, because this a lot of people asked me about this, and they wanted me to ask you this question. When you perform with Jay-Z at the Barclays for that sold out event thing, now how many shows did you do? You did one or two?
Just one.
What was that like, man? You know, because that was kind of like monumental as well. You know, because Jay-Z, you know. All those nights sold out right there, and it was kind of big when he brought you out. Like, just it's kind of like a testimony of like Jay-Z acknowledging, you know, what you meant to him on his journey. Would you agree?
I mean that sounds more like a question you'd have to ask Jay-Z. But I mean, I was very, very thankful, man, and I was. You know, I was thankful that, you know, he brought me out and,
Did he reached out to you, Kane?
It was a dope show.
He reached out to you? He reached out to you?
Yeah, his people reached out and they, you know, they told me what they wanted. And, you know, I came through and, I mean, the show was incredible. He put on a phenomenal show and my segment came off very well. You know, a lot of cats came backstage, you know, to talk to me and say, yo, that was amazing. I wasn't expecting that, yo. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it was a beautiful thing, man. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing. I mean, honestly, I was bugging, like, the whole time for a whole different reason. You know, like, my mind was somewhere else, but the show went very well, but my mind was completely somewhere else, like, from when we got the call until after the show. Like, the whole time, I was just sitting there like, yo, this is ill. I'm about to play the Barclays before the Nets.
What? Like, yo. Yo, ring the bell on
like,
that
scene. Was really, like, the only thing that was on my mind.
Yeah. Yo, Kane, now, You have you in your mind, have you ever imagined that Jay-Z will be that big as a rapper? Like, you knowing him, you know.
Honestly, no. I honestly didn't. I mean, it's like, I met him in jazz at the same time. And when I listened to the both of them, I was like blown away by Jay-Z. I was like, this dude is dope. I thought that, you know, he was, you know, an incredible lyricist, you know, but I mean, but seeing him go this far, nah, I honestly didn't see it, but I'm not surprised though, like, because he's a talented dude and he's a hustler. So, you know, I mean, I'm not a bit surprised, and I'm so proud of him.
Let me say, now, I know this is a crazy question there. When you heard, just say it, you heard Jay-Z and you heard Biggie, in your mind, like, I don't know if this one's better or this one's better. Like, who did you feel at the time? Like, he may have a little edge over him.
Who,
like,
who you thought had that little extra Tyson punch in the nose?
I'm not getting into this. I love both of them. I have utmost respect for Big.
I'm sorry, Kay. I apologize, Kay. I apologize, Kay. I know they're going to put you like, yo, Steve, don't do this, man. Come on, man. I love both of them.
Hey, but Kane, all right, look, I got to ask you this. We're going to wrap this up with this question here, Kane. What do you think about the R. Kelly situation, man, surviving R. Kelly? Did you see that?
No, I didn't watch it, but I mean, I'm aware of the situation. I mean, you know, there's something that I've said, you know, to my wife, you know, about, you know, situations like this when they have occurred with several other entertainers. And what I said was, like, you know, no one accuses someone of the same thing all the time.
That's right.
Ooh, that was sweet. Wow. That was sweet.
That's the truth.
You know, I mean, it's like, you know, there's a lot of people that you hear, oh, he did this, he did that, and he did. It's like, that's when it's, you know, you can look at it as rumors. But when they're saying you did the same exact thing repeatedly year after year, you have to wonder about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, I mean, is he guilty? I don't know. I'm not the person to judge him. But it's not hard to believe that he is. But my question is this. If he is guilty, the time and effort that they put in bringing him down and exposing him, will the same people put that time and effort into doing that to
Harvey Weinstein?
Harvey Weinstein?
Bill Cosby?
Will they put their time and effort into doing that to the Catholic Church? Or is this something that you're just exclusively going to do to black people?
Drop it.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, yo. Hey, Kane, you know? I don't know if you
So, again, I'm not saying he's innocent. And anybody that accused you of the same thing that many times, hey, man, you got to wonder. You know, nobody can sit and accuse you of the same thing that many times. However, the time and effort you put into bringing this dude down, are you willing to put that same time and effort into doing this to somebody that's white with the same accusations?
That's right.
That's a good one, Kane. That was well said. That was
well said. Now, Kane, you have a show coming up is it Atlantic City?
Yep.
Coming up with Lady B joint, right?
Yeah, yes,
man.
Sir.
Yeah, man. But we gonna try.
What day is that show, Kane?
20th.
The 20th. Yeah, on Sunday, the 20th.
Sunday. Okay. We might try to swing through there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might swing through there, man. Yeah, Kane, we might come through there, man.
Come on through, man. I'll be off my detox by then, so you can get
Hey, Kane, man, listen, man, it was a pleasure, man. You got any new music, anything you got, you know, our platform ain't bigger than Drink Champs and stuff like that, but we definitely building the bricks on it. We consistent,
right.
And we building, and we appreciate the love and respect and you sharing the platform with us, man. And our platform is definitely your platform. Anything you got, music, any artists that you want to help promote and, you know, and use our little platform, you know, we got your back 100%, man, because we appreciate you taking time out of your day. Your presence is priceless, brother.
I definitely will. And you do me a big favor and you stop calling it your little platform. That's your platform. You know what I'm saying? That's your platform, you know?
Yeah.
And you're winning with it. And you're going to continue winning with it. It's only going to get bigger and bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, the larger that you see it, It's going to be as big as you see it. You know what I'm saying?
That's
just
right.
Keep
that's
on
right.
seeing it big, man. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to win with it. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is have that type of feeling, man. You know? I mean, I believe that I can take anything and make it something big. I mean, I honestly believe that I can make a mule feel like a racehorse. And it win. You know? But, so, I mean...
Yo, that was well said, brother.
That's right. Yo, Kane, man. We love
this,
you,
this
brother.
A big shout out to Tyrone Williams. We see him chopping in right now. Shout out to Tyrone Williams.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yo, we love you, man. And we will definitely see you soon, man. We're going
to
definitely
see
you.
Yo, Kane, we love you to death, brother. We appreciate you, bro. All right?
Yes, all right,
peace
Kane.
And love to y'all.
Take all right. it easy.
This has been a UniE.tv production.